more Americans moved to Florida last year than any other state. One Florida community recently learned that part of its growth has been fueled by drug dealers. In the space of just a few months, authorities in Port St. Lucie found more than 60 marijuana grow houses in their city. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, authorities say a drug ring has been recruiting pot growers by offering them a little piece of the American dream.
For Port St. Lucie, it all started in May when police received a call that a city employee attempting to cut off a home's water service was being chased by a man with a machete. When police responded, they found a house filled with marijuana plants. In that first night, they found 10 other marijuana grow houses. One bus continued to lead to another until now, nearly 4 months later, 61 grow houses have been shut down.
This is how we found it. When we entered in like this...
Ted Schrader walks through one of the grow houses. Despite the dirt and litter, it's clear that this is a very nice home. A three-bedroom, two-bath house, no more than 3 years old. In the kitchen, there are stainless steel appliances and granite countertops. But step through a doorway, and the home becomes a greenhouse.
This would have been the garage, and what they do is they completely seal them off.
What had been the garage has now been turned into a grow room. The floor is filled with now-empty planters. Schrader peels back some of the reflective foil that covers the walls.
They have silver wallboard on the outside, right up against the garage door, and then they've got foil and then outer foil all the way around.
It's very well insulated, I guess.
It's very well insulated, so it keeps the noise, the heat, the smell, really within self-contained within the room here.
It's not happening just in Port St. Lucie. Across the country, law enforcement agencies are seizing more marijuana grown indoors than ever before. The Drug Enforcement Administration reports seizures up by 30% over the last year. Authorities cite as reasons for the proliferation of grow houses the higher potency of the marijuana raised and higher street prices dealers get for their product. With hydroponics, grow lights, and automatic watering systems, some houses can produce 3 or 4 harvests a year, generating more than $1 million in income. But Mark Truville with the DEA's Miami office says the Port St. Lucie grow houses added something new to the equation. Organizers in New Jersey use the lure of Florida real estate, he says, to find people who would tend the crops and live in the grow houses.
These folks were offered an opportunity to come down, live in a home that was purchased. They lived free. They would be given a piece of every plant, upwards of $1,000 per plant. And at the end of a 2-year period, if they decided they wanted to stop at that point, the house would normally be sold and the profits split.
According to the Census Bureau, last year Port St. Lucie was America's fastest growing large city. City Police Chief John Skinner says that helps explain why, for a time, marijuana was one of Port St. Lucie's biggest growth industries.
In many instances, these individuals who moved here were moving so kind of on an anonymity basis and could easily blend into the community. And they did so with their wooden picket fences. And in many instances, neighbors don't know other neighbors. And I think that kind of gave them the opportunity to blend in with the community.
Because of the scale and organized nature of the Port St. Lucie grow houses, federal authorities are involved. The Justice Department has indicted 35 people, making arrests in Florida, New York, and New Jersey. Skinner says all the arrests raise concerns in Port St. Lucie, but that he thinks residents now consider it just part of living in a popular and fast-growing community. He talks about a T-shirt he's seen in town. Come grow with us, Pot St. Lucie, Florida. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.